Hey there, Wild One. Welcome back to day two of Wild Ways Week here on Wildly Intentional. This is a 7-day journey to help you discover how you're wired to unlearn, rebuild, and live on purpose. Today, we'll meet the Maverick. If your days are full of half-sipped coffee, toddler negotiations, late-night Googling about purpose, and the quiet ache of wanting more, you just might be the Maverick. This one's for the ones carrying both the calendar and the calling, the ones raising kids and breaking cycles, the ones who feel like they're doing everything and still wondering if they're doing enough. You're not scattered. You're brave. You're not broken. You're becoming. If you haven't taken the quiz yet, hit pause and take it at wildlyintentional.com. It'll help you find your wild way. The name Maverick comes from Samuel Maverick, a 19th century rancher who refused to brand his cattle, not out of rebellion for rebellion's sake, but because he wanted to do things his own way. So when cattle were out and getting loose and people wondered who they were, if they didn't have a brand on them, they would say, "Oh, those are Mavericks." So over time, Maverick came to describe someone who thinks independently, resists labels, and redefines the rules. Today's Mavericks are much the same, driven, bold, and unconventional. They aren't interested in burning it all down, but they'll absolutely walk away from what doesn't feel true. For the Maverick, alignment matters more than approval. And that's its own kind of leadership. The Maverick is the heart of the household and the hidden architect of the family rhythm. They're often in their 30s or 40s, but not always. And they're in the thick of caregiving, life building, and trying to live intentionally without falling apart. They're not interested in surface level solutions or conversations. They want something that works for real life. Think of Katie. She's homeschooling one kid, nursing another, and trying to revive her creative dreams in the cracks of nap time. She doesn't need a hustle plan. She needs a breath. She needs rhythm. She needs to know she's not alone. So let's start here, because we can't talk about transformation without naming the tension. What does life feel like when this part of you is left unmet? It's constantly overcommitting, feeling guilty for needing to rest, second-guessing your parenting, instincts, everything, wondering why you're exhausted when you should feel grateful. But underneath the struggle, there's usually a deeper desire, a longing, a quiet hope for more ease, more alignment, more breath. Here's what the Maverick's really craving: a steady rhythm that grounds them. Encouragement from someone who gets it. Permission to drop perfection. A way to live their values out loud without burning out. And the beautiful thing, when you give yourself permission to lean into this wild way, you don't just survive, you shift, you change. This is what it can look like. The Maverick's turning point is when they stop proving and start trusting. When they release the pressure to do it all right and they choose presence over performance. When they realize rhythm over rules, legacy over logistics, connection over control. You might be a Maverick if you've downloaded 4 rhythm planners and you haven't printed or used any of them. You want to break cycles, but you also need to get dinner on the table. You're tired of being the strong one, but you don't know how to stop. I always like to end with a question, not to solve, but something to have to sit with. Because insight starts when we pause long enough to listen. So here's your reflection question for the day. Where in your life are you trying to hold it all together when you could ask for help or let something go? If you're feeling seen by the Maverick, there's more waiting for you. These series might just speak to the questions that you've been carrying. Out Loud and On Purpose is a series for the story-driven truth, parenting rhythms, and identity. Two great episodes that you could start with are a couple bonus episodes. I dropped one on Father's Day and one on Mother's Day. They're called DAD, Devoted and Doing, What Dads Wish You Knew, The Pressure, The Presence, The Purpose. And MOM, Makers of Magic, Honoring Moms Who Carry It All, The Mental Load, The Mess, The Magic. And then I have the Wildfire Roundtable series for short, soul-honest moments of reflection. I would recommend When Your Kids Call You Out and They're Right, bonus episode. If you want to take this even deeper, I've created a growing library of tools designed for your type. You can find them at wildlyintentional.com/tools, and I'm adding more soon, so check back or hop on the list to stay in the loop. Thanks for listening to day 2 of the Wild Ways Week. Be sure to follow the show so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. We're diving into the Restless Reformer. And if you haven't yet, take the Wild Way quiz and discover which of the types feels like home, plus tools, episode recommendations, and resources to go deeper. And if you already know your Wild Way, text this episode to a friend. Start a conversation. If this felt like a mirror, share it. And if you're not this type, keep listening. Tomorrow's drop might be the one that lights you up. Tag Wildly Intentional and share your Wild Way on social, because one ripple can start a revolution. You're not too much. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're just wildly out of sync with a system that was never built for your soul. This week is about reclaiming that rhythm, naming what's real, and finding a way forward that actually fits your life. Until tomorrow, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentionally.